I'm really just a girl standing in front of a boy asking him to love her.
I remember when I was a young girl. And
you were eating salad.
Yeah, then I stopped eating salad. Now I look like this. So kids, eat your vegetables.
Here's the thing, when I always hear that quote, I'm like, no, because it's not chocolate that'll make me tempted not to have my salad. It is fries. If there's fries in front of my salad, I'm like, move over. I'm having those fries without a doubt.
I think that if it was my last meal, I would have truffle fries with champagne. That would be, that's all I need. Truffle fries and champagne.
Yeah, that is incorrect.
And then maybe a little chocolate fountain to dip my fries in.
So I don't know why when you said the quote, and I know we're supposed to be getting like deep and philosophical here, but you say the quote and I just picture somebody standing in front of a salad bar. And on one hand, we don't have enough salad bars anymore. The other hand, those are disgusting things. You would go up to the salad bar and people would put their hands in the lettuce and would like sneeze on the romaine. And then, you know what I mean?
That's why there's no buffets anymore.
This is true.
That's why, because of COVID, we all realized, what are we doing here? We can't have open buffets. Exactly.
What is going on with the show? Your phone's ringing. You're eating chocolate.
It's actually our social media girl who just texted us. Hi, Nelly. Good morning.
Hi, Nelly. I feel like you guys are digging too deep into this. I'm just a girl standing in front of a salad asking it to be chocolate. Yeah.
Basically, what she's saying is she's fantasizing that this thing that is really good for her, she wants the bad thing.
Exactly. Sometimes that happens.
Yeah.
Like this morning.
So that's why Claudia's thinking chocolate all the time.
Claudia has fallen off the wagon. We know that. She hasn't had sugar for so long.
Okay. The moral to this quote is, do not deprive yourselves of the good things in life.
Chocolate.
Oh my God. Ladies and gentlemen, happy Good Friday. And just after 8 o'clock to end the show, a huge announcement that you are not going to want to miss. It's going to have everybody talking. So be part of the conversation earlier on. Here's Posty and Morgan Wallen, The Beat. This song goes out to my song, Max. We call it Teamwork Makes the Dream Work. That's Post Malone, Morgan Wallen on The Beat 925. Good morning. We all have those people you just look at and you tell them to
You flip them the bird.
Forget you.
With a capital F and a capital U.
That's right. Oh. There's so many situations in which sometimes you would like to tell people forget you in different contexts. Mm-hmm. What's the most polite way that you can tell someone forget you and make their blood boil to the point where they're kind of like, you know, kill them with kindness kind of thing, right? Yes. So I have different situations in front of me. Oh. I will tell you what's the best way or the most polite way to tell people to forget you in these contexts, and you guys tell me if this works out for you.
Okay.
So for example, when you are driving and someone is enraged with you and either makes a face at you or flips you the bird, they say that instead of you flipping off another driver, you blow them a kiss.
I do the thumbs up. I do a thumbs up and smile when people do that to me in traffic. Totally. Oh, it gets them.
It gets them. But how do you feel?
I feel satisfactory because I'm mocking you, but I'm being polite while doing it. And I'm kind of like, good for you, buddy.
Okay.
So, yeah, no, I'm Calabrese, so I have a hard time with letting things go. You know, oftentimes, okay, what are they doing? Replay the scenario.
Road rage.
Okay, so
somebody cut you
road
off.
Rage. Oh, somebody road cuts rage. You off, somebody flips the bird.
No, I'll let them know. Sometimes I'll use my horn. I'll be like, what the hell did you just do to me? And other times, let's say they want to pass me and they want to go faster and they make it a point to say that maybe I drove too slow. I'll look at them in the rearview mirror and be like, oh, you really went far. Like, went far.
Okay, but you never flip, because I did that once, and it felt so good that I couldn't put my finger down. The person left 15 minutes ago, and I think I was still like, oh my God, this is my first time ever at 42 years old.
No, really? I just really honk that horn, like, me. I'll just like, so I won't let go. I'm like,
oh yeah, I do
go.
That too, the long horn.
Yes. And then if like,
oh, the long one?
Yes. And then like, let's say we're at a stop sign together and they turn right and I'm still going straight. I'll be like, nee, 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 nee.
You are so irritating. It's unbelievable.
All right. Yeah. So that was just one of the situations.
Okay.
Okay. So what if you're at work and someone that you work with is considered a jerk and he sends like these long ranting emails replying with a one word answer? So what you should say is noted.
Oh,
you know what that is? That's the equivalent of K.
Oh, yes, it is.
Actually, it's kind of not, guys. When someone says noted, it means... And noted with a period, means there's no further discussion on this. There's no more back and forth. We don't need to say anything else. Noted.
But it is the most formal way of saying K. It ends the conversation like you're saying. There's nowhere to go from it. You can't reply to my noted.
You cannot.
No.
And don't you dare reply to my noted. You leave it right there at the period.
Exactly.
It ends.
You had the last word.
That's
noted.
Right.
Noted.
And, but then it also means that it's written, and next time around, I will have this.
Oh, you're right, Claudia.
Yeah. I would. It's written down, you know?
Noted.
Okay, so to end this conversation, this is great. Queen Elizabeth would say something very specific to anyone.
Off with your head!
Off with your head! But probably in that accent.
Okay.
When thought you were an idiot, instead of saying, forget you, she would say, how amusing for you.
Oh, that hurts.
This reminds me of something.
You met the queen? She told you you're an idiot? Nah, she told you how amusing for you?
They wouldn't let me in. It reminds me of what some like people in their 20s say. Oh, I love that for you.
Oh, I love that for you.
Don't you dare.
Oh, you're right. I don't like that. And I don't like it when women my age say, oh, you're so cute.
Like, oh my gosh, I tell you that all the time.
No, you don't.
Hey, you want to know Natasha's response to that every single time?
Exactly. I would have a text song with me at all times.
Hey, good morning. It's the Beat Breakfast Club. And if you're driving on the 40 around Vaudreuil right now, maybe you didn't hear the news. As of a week from this Monday, a fourth lane on the Illator Bridge will be opening. Kim? What's up today with traffic?
All the roads look great this morning. No major delays from the West Island just yet. South Shore, La Fontaine tunnels even moving well in and outbound. Heads up, though, there will not be a rush hour configuration on the Victoria today. It'll be one lane each direction all weekend. And a sweep of the drive from Laval is coming up next. Discover the Chevrolet Equinox EV, Quebec's best-selling electric vehicle in 2024 and Canada's most affordable with a range of more than 500 kilometers. I'm Kim Kieran on The Beat 92.5.
BMO Toyota Laval is the single largest dealership group with only one single brand. But when you're selling Toyota, do you really need other brands? BMO Toyota Laval.
Stuart, can you make your bed, please?
On it, Mom.
Whoa, he's exactly like his father.
BMR. Built for pros.
Hey, hun, wanna...
build a new multi-level wood deck? Yeah, great idea.
Watch a movie?
BMR. Built for pros.
At Metro, we make finding quality local products a no-brainer. Just spot the Made in Canada and Made in Quebec labels in-store to buy groceries that support our producers and our economy. Eating delicious homegrown food and shopping locally have never been simpler. With every purchase, you're contributing to the growth of local businesses and farmers. Enjoy fresh, sustainable choices while supporting the community around you. Metro, proud to be your Quebec grocer since 1947.
Looking to make a positive impact in your community? Well, now's your chance. Until April 22nd, donate your gently used goods to your local Salvation Army thrift store and receive a special Earth Loves Thrift coupon, saving you 25% off your next thrift haul. By donating, you're helping both the planet and supporting the Salvation Army's programs and services right here in Montreal. Joining the movement in making every day Earth Day? Find your nearest location at thriftstore.ca and donate today.
This long weekend, find amazing offers for your home and patio at The Brick. For 4 days only, shop incredible deals in every department, like save up to 40% off on select mattresses or up to $700 off genuine leather sofas. Plus, until April 30th, take up to 60% off Canadian-made sofas or save up to $1,000 off a 4K smart TV. Some exclusions apply. Visit thebrick.com for details. The Brick, proudly Canadian since 1971.
Ride a Subaru Bayswords. Get up to $20,000 in discounts on the all-electric 2024 Solterra, including a $4,000 Roulet Vert credit. And enjoy lease rates starting at 0.99% for 24 months. Subaru Bayswords.
Ride with us. Ride at Dilawri.
Spring at last. And for Easter weekend, Trevi is offering a $750 gift card with a purchase of a selected above-ground pool. Even our new all-black Omega with its thermosolar aluminum wall. A $3,000 gift card with a purchase of an in-ground pool. Even on our new Futura, the only in-ground pool structure that requires no excavation. A $1,000 gift card with a purchase of a spa. Even on the new generation Black Spa made here in Quebec. A colorful Easter weekend with barbecue and in-store swimming on Friday, Saturday, and Easter Monday.
Did you know that at Iris, you can get a complete pair of glasses starting at just $299? A wide selection of stylish frames, high-quality lenses made in Canada, and our Iris No Matter What guarantee. All this at an affordable price. Don't miss this opportunity to see and be seen in style. Until December 31st, visit iris.ca for all the details. Iris, premium eye care, stylish eyewear. Dr. Jai Saint-Jacques, optometrist.
Keys, wallet, briefcase, gym bag. Now, if I could only find my glasses.
Lead an active lifestyle? Opt for the ease of contact lenses. Whether you're a returning customer or just starting out, contactlensking.com is where to go. Order the same contact lenses brand as prescribed by your eye doctor at a much better price. And use the coupon code BEAT for a 15% discount. This is the real deal. Satisfaction guaranteed. Contactlensking.com.
Surround yourself in color. Save 20% on Benjamin Moore Aura, Regal Select, and Ben Interior Paints from April 16th through the 29th. Take advantage of this offer at your local Benjamin Moore store, a Canadian-owned retailer. Details in store.
When the time comes to choose a Honda, never compromise on quality. Buy or lease your new Honda from Spinelli Honda.
It's the Spinelli Honda Checkered Flag Event. Get behind the wheel of the 2025 CR-V LX four-wheel drive. Lease it from $128 weekly for 60 months at 2.99% with $0 down. Drive home a winner starting at just $45,774.
Spinelli Honda, the address of choice for all automotive services.
Planning a big Italian meal? Get all your ingredients at one place. Bertucci, Quebec's biggest Italian specialty market. The largest selection of cheese, cold cuts, olive oil, and more, all at wholesale prices. Visit 6205 Boulevard Couture, weekdays 8 to 5, Saturdays 8 to 3. Bertucci.ca.
Spring is awakening, and so is our gift card sale. Subscribe to Scandinav Spa's newsletter by April 21st and be the first to discover our exclusive offer. Mark your calendar and get ready to slow down. Your rendezvous with wellness is just around the corner.
If a good time sounds like, or golden hour tastes like, and getting back to yourself feels like, you've got a sense of New Brunswick.
The Beat Breakfast Club, powered by Dormez-vous, the sleep experts. What your back pain is trying to tell you is that you need a new mattress. Get a new one during Dormez-vous' Time to Switch event.
Hey, if you're going to be spending the long weekend with some kids, maybe celebrating Easter, we got some kid-friendly Easter trivia coming up in just a few minutes.
So fun.
And we're going to be quizzing the children and the teenagers here. The children meaning Claudia, Natasha, and Kim. I am the responsible adult in this room, just making it clear.
Really?
Yeah. When in doubt, turn to Lee. I'm here for you. Kim, how are the roads?
640, 440, they look fantastic. 13 South picks up a tiny bit of volume through St. Dorothy. 15 South gets a little bit busy around the 640 and the Met. And the Met West, smooth sailing. Did you know that the Mazda CX-5, Mazda CX-30, and Mazda 3 Sedan and Sport were named Best Pick by Protégez-vous? Visit your Mazda retailer today. I'm Kim Kieran, Montreal Traffic.
To the top, yeah. Pit got it locked from Goose to the locks. Yeah. R.I.P. a big impaka that he's not, but damn he's hot. Label flop, but Pit won't stop. Got her in the cockpit playing with bits. Now watch me make a movie like Albert Hitchcock. Enjoy me.
The Beat Breakfast Club, Claudia, Natasha, Kim, and Lee. There's a dance party happening here. And I'm out of breath because I just ran back from the master studio.
Woo! And you had a lot of chocolate.
A lot of chocolate. I'm sweating. But we also have some special guests here in studio this morning. Okay? We do have, with Claudia, who's Lily. This?
Like you don't know. You know who this is. Name.
Well.
Oh, it's Lily.
Hi, Lily Blue. You hear about Lily Blue all the time here on the show. And then in the other room, in Master Control, we have who?
Shayla.
Shayla.
Shayla and Brayden. Ooh, Shayla brought her boyfriend.
Now, would you guys be called Shayden?
No.
Is that your couple name? No?
No. So here's the thing. It is
Brayla?
The
one... No, okay.
How long have you been dating?
Almost 3 months, yeah.
Oh, that's serious.
That's a long time.
Yeah. Longer relationship than I had in high school, I can tell you that much. So listen, it is the long weekend. You might be around some kids, some teens, or just your family. And it's always fun to have a little trivia.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So we figured we'd separate everybody into teams. Mm-hmm. And here's some kid-friendly Easter trivia that you could try out on your family this weekend. And we're going to be doing it right here in studio.
Okay.
So it's going to be hosted by Natasha Gargiulo.
Hey, welcome everybody. Happy good Friday. Yeah.
So here's the deal. We got two teams. We got Team Claudia and Team Kim. But you two adults cannot talk. You could be a lifeline for your team if they need it.
They always are a lifeline. Right. They're the mothers.
So Shayla and Brayden, if you guys know the answer after I read the multiple choice, you yell your mother's name. Kim.
Perfect.
All right, Lily Blue. If after, when I finish reading the questions and the answers, you know it. What's your mother's name?
Coco.
You can yell Coco. Coco okay. will be accepted.
We didn't know. Why are you Coco?
I'm just
because she's a little cuckoo.
Okay.
All right. The first question.
What is the traditional flower for Easter? Is it daisies, B, daffodils, or C, roses?
Kim.
Okay. Team Kim.
Is it daffodil? Daffodil.
Yay! All right. So far, Kim is leading.
All right. So, true or false, Easter takes place on the same day every year?
Coco.
Yes, Team Coco.
False.
Okay, they know their Easter trivia.
We got
here.
A game
okay.
here. It is 1-1.
Is this the tiebreaker, Lee?
Well, we're getting. Let's.
Okay, let's keep on going. Okay. Okay, perfect. What type of bun do people eat on Easter? Is it A, burger buns, B, hot angry buns, or C, hot crust buns?
Coco.
Oh, yeah, Team Coco.
The C.
Hot crust buns?
Hot crust buns.
Yeah, you got it. Okay.
Team Kim, you got to step it up. I don't know what's going on here.
They won't let me answer.
Know it.
You all can't right. answer, Kim. That's the whole point.
Easter Island is a real place in the world. True or false?
Kim?
Yes, Team Kim.
True.
Yeah. Woohoo.
All right.
Good job.
What's the tie? That's
tie,
fine.
2-2. So this is the final question.
Oh. Yes.
Tiebreaker question.
It's a good one, guys. Okay. What is the name of a male rabbit? Is it A, Hank, B, Buck, C, Tuck?
Coco?
Coco, go.
A?
Is it A, Hank? Incorrect.
No. You got me scared there. No. Do you want to steal it?
B?
Is it B, Buck? That is...
Yay! Team Kim won!
Yay!
Can I just say...
Yep.
The apple does not fall far from the tree because Kim is very smart. Not that I'm saying that you.
Whoa!
No,
I would leave it. I would honestly.
Okay.
Wow.
No. Because I'm just Kim is like she's very knowledgeable and okay. I'm going to stop right there. Both games played well. Both teams
you
played
know
very well.
Why this is the perfect thing for you
tell
to bring.
Tell me how you really feel about my brain.
No.
So the reason this is the perfect thing to bring to your family get-together this weekend is you saw what it just did. For a brief moment there, it brought us all together.
Yeah, it was great.
Then there's that one family member that steps in and ruins it all. Thanks a lot, Natasha.
Well done, both of you. Well done.
Hey,
well
if you're out on the roads, you notice that it's quiet. It's a long weekend. You got this. It's all good. And we're here to keep you company every step of the way, including a huge announcement just after 8 o'clock. You're going to love the sound of this. Okay, here's Lucala.
Who's gonna stay?
The Beat Breakfast Club. We got the chocolate up Claudia in that corner.
Yes. I'm getting it. My high is done. Whoa. I think I'm going to have to eat another one.
First one's always free.
He's your pusha.
Who brought these eggs in, by the way?
I don't know.
These in.
They were left for us.
Yeah, it was me. Oh, no, those eggs, no.
No.
Who brought these in?
I was going to think it was Cat Spencer who left it for us, but he called in sick yesterday, so I'm wondering, maybe it was the Easter Bunny who left it for us.
The Easter Bunny.
Speaking of these, though, tomorrow, we're trying to decide between two different Easter egg hunts that we're going to be doing as a family. And I'm kind of jealous of my kids, if I'm being honest.
Okay, so you're not the only one. You're not the only adult who wishes that he could take part in an Easter hunt. A lot of us want to do it. 57% of adults say that they want to hunt eggs because it's so much fun.
Yeah. I actually take a lot of pride in hiding them and then just looking at my daughter trying to find them around the house. I love Easter egg hunts. I like holidays in general, but I wanted to go to New York City, and I know that New York City plans this huge Manhattan Easter egg hunt for adults.
Yes. Oh.
Where you kind of like, you have a map and you're trying to find out clues on where they hid these Easter eggs, and there's people just all over the city trying to find them.
Yeah. Why don't we do that?
You did?
Egg hunt. Yes. It was very hard to find.
Really?
Well, Central Park is so big.
Yeah.
Right? And there's a ton of people.
Oh, I'd love to do that.
But just the thrill of looking for something and to be able to find it, I think, is great. So on Jason's side of the family, once we all kind of became more of like of adults, clearly the traditional Easter egg hunt stopped, but then his parents changed it into a rally. And so it was like to go find things outside. And so we'd leave with a list and then we'd have to take pictures, and we were divided in teams. And we still do that till this day because it's, even though we're adults, it's so much fun, right?
I'm fully jealous of this because it's like a fun scavenger hunt.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
right?
Exactly.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
But like I can imagine, and obviously I don't drink. Wouldn't it be fun if there was actual like adult things in each one of the eggs, like those little bottles of alcohol? in an egg, and then obviously you can go around looking for that. Yeah. Like, not just chocolate. Like,
no, but you can put like gift cards in there. You can roll, or you can roll up a $100 bill or a $50 bill and put it in an egg.
Whoa, what about a womanizer?
Easter Bunny is balling.
Exactly. I mean, like, yeah, those are great. You put in the or jewelry. Imagine you went on an. I just thought of something.
What?
Imagine you and your partner went on an Easter egg hunt and one of the eggs was an engagement ring.
And he would propose
when you found it.
Oh, and then the Easter bunny would be there?
No.
To take the picture? No? Oh, okay. No. Sorry. I took it next level.
You'd be hopping around all weekend.
Oh, right? Yeah.
Let's take a look. That was such a dad joke there. It's unbelievable. Sorry. Montreal traffic for Bel Air Direct. Take the shortcut to quick online quotes with Bel Air Direct Insurance Simplified. Kim, what's up?
All the roads look great. No major delays from the West Island or the South Shore, although LaFontaine Tunnel outbound does pick up a little volume in the approach. A heads up, there will be no rush hour configuration on the Victoria Bridge today. It'll be one lane each direction all weekend, rather. And good news, Île-aux-Tourte should be seeing an extra lane in a couple of weeks, giving us two lanes in each direction. Discover the Chevrolet Equinox EV, Quebec's best-selling electric vehicle in 2024 and Canada's most affordable, with range of more than 500 kilometers. I'm Kim Kieran on The Beat, 92.5.
Man, what a hell of a year it's been. Keep on bluffing, but I just can't win. Drown my sorrows, but they learn to swim. Man, what a hell of a year it's been. Head in a bottle for my heart in a case. Head's getting harder to act my age. Play a sad song on a tiny violin for the man at the bar confessing his sin. I need some good news. Send me sipping on cold truth. Nobody knows what I'm going through. With the devil when walking my shoes. Wish someone told me living this life would be lonely. Trying to get away from the old me. Still stuck singing these blues. All I really need is a little good news. Love keeps knocking, but I just stay home. I ain't picking no flowers from the seeds that I've sown. They say it gets darker when you're coming on door. Still looking for the right at the end of my arms. At the end of my arms. I need some good news. Send me sipping on cold truth. No. Sipping on cold truth. Nobody knows what I'm going through. Bet the devil wouldn't walk in my shoes. Wish someone told me living this life would be lonely. Trying to get away from the old me. Still stuck singing these blues. All I really need is a little good news. All I really need is a little. Something bring me back to the middle. All I really need is a little.
It's the Beat Breakfast Club.
Oh, The people who ate all the chocolate have disappeared all of a sudden, and it's Lee and I with Kim.
I'm pretty sure Claudia just needed to burn off energy. She's running back and forth on Dylan Cochet's hair. I'm pretty sure that's what's happening. She's like, yeah. chocolate.
That's what happens. You know when you used to give your kids a lot of chocolate and they wouldn't go to bed and they'd just be on a high? This is exactly Claudia as an adult with chocolate for the first time in a long time.
So listen, here's the thing. We're about to play Spit It Out, okay? Mm-hmm. But Claudia is not only amazing in this game.
Yeah.
She has so much energy.
Yeah.
It could go either way right now.
It could.
So she's either going to be locked in and she's going to be able to like see through the airwaves and go right into your car with you.
mm-hmm.
Or she's just going to be, all over. So we're going to find out.
Yep.
She also has no idea that we're talking about her right now, which is the best part.
No. Yeah.
So the up for
talking
grabs.
Talking nicely about her.
Exactly. Yes. Always talking about her. We all love each other.
Yes.
Up for grabs is $100 to spend at Al Chappelle, which Kim and Claudia love.
Love that store. They have everything. Everything you need for your home in one spot.
It's like six shops under one roof, personalized advice, and the best products and services for garden, development, table art, terroir, and pet supplies.
Yeah, the greenhouse is beautiful.
Ooh, yeah. All right. More details, go to thebeat925.ca, but that's what you're winning in just a few minutes. So you want to give it a shot? You want to play Spit It Out? Text your name to 92925 now.
This week, we're making it a long holiday weekend by adding an extra Casino de Montréal's party mix evening on Sunday. Visit CasinoDeMontréal.ca for the complete lineup.
At Archipel, you'll find it all, from garden center to pet store and more. From now till Sunday at Archipel, you'll save the equivalent of the taxes on all barbecues and garden furniture in stock. Archipel, the biggest garden center and a whole lot more. Cousineau Boulevard, Saint-Hubert.
Martin's the kind of guy who appreciates the finer things in life. He's the one who's always asking for extra gravy at the restaurant, who's always putting butter on top and mixed into his popcorn, even if it would be nice to have the extras once in a while without paying extra. But during the More for Less event at Germaine-la-Rivière, the more he buys, the more he saves. And because that goes for all departments, Martin has found enchantment. And so have we. Germaine-la-Rivière. Enchanté. Visit us in-store or online.
When the time comes to choose a new Toyota, never compromise on quality. Buy or lease your new Toyota at Spinelli Toyota.
Get in and go with Spinelli Toyota. Treat yourself to the 2025 BZ4 XLE all-wheel drive from $147 a week on a 60-month lease at 5.29% with $0 down. A 100% electric vehicle starting at $42,962, including a $4,000 in government rebates and a $2,500 incentive.
Spinelli Toyota. The address of choice for all automotive services in Lachine and Point Claire.
Did you lock the front door?
Check.
Close the garage door?
Yep.
Installed window sensors, smoke sensors, and HD cameras with night vision?
No.
And you set up credit card transaction alerts, a secure VPN for a private connection, and continuous monitoring for our personal info on the dark web?
I'm looking into it.
Stress less about security. Choose security solutions from TELUS for peace of mind at home and online. Visit telus.com/total security to learn more. Conditions apply.
Did you know there are a ton of tax credits you may be eligible for? Learning which ones are for you couldn't be easier. Go to fairforall.ca to find all the available credits. Whether you're a parent, senior, caretaker, student, or self-employed worker, you'll be able to easily see which tax credits apply to you. Be sure to take full advantage of them. Visit us at fairforall.ca. A message from Revenu Quebec.
You dream of going to Greece.
Yeah.
Eating olives.
Yeah.
Tasting olives.
Yeah.
Picking olives?
Maybe other things too.
Going on a boat.
Yeah.
So you do business with CAA because CAA helps you organize better trips.
Awesome.
But now you're back from Greece.
Yeah?
Your basement is flooded.
Oh.
Your spirits are dampened.
Yeah.
Like your basement.
Oh, man.
So you do business with CAA because they offer home insurance and help you in the worst of times.
My basement's good now, right?
From travel to insurance, for better or for worse, CAA Quebec.
If you're hearing this message, now's your chance. That is your last chance to make the most of Tanguay's $1 million sale, where you get one chance to win $1 million for every 100 spent. But it's ending April 27th, so it's your last chance to have the chance to win big with the $1 million sale. You got that?
Certain conditions apply.
Spring, at last! And for Easter weekend, Trevi is offering a $750 gift card with a purchase of a selected above-ground pool. Even our new all-black Omega with its thermosolar aluminum wall.
a $3,000 gift card with a purchase of an in-ground pool. Even on our new Futura, the only in-ground pool structure that requires no excavation. A $1,000 gift card with the purchase of a spa. Even on the new generation Black Spa made here in Quebec. A colorful Easter weekend with barbecue and in-store swimming on Friday, Saturday, and Easter Monday.
Order up for Damien.
Hey, how did your doctor's appointment go, by the way? Did you ask about Rybelsus?
Actually, I'm seeing my doctor later today.
Did you say Rybelsus? My dad's been talking about Rybelsus.
Rybelsus? Really?
Yeah, he says it's a pill that...
That's right. Did you know it's also covered by most private insurance plans?
Well, I'll definitely be asking my doctor if Rybelsus is right for me.
Rybelsus. Ask your doctor or visit Rybelsus.ca.
Order up for Rybelsus.
Thousands of Quebecers have guilty pleasures at St. Hubert. It's time we embrace them, together. Do you drink your barbecue sauce? You're not alone. It's a classic move. Bottoms up! Do you use the buns to make coleslaw sandwiches? Well, it doesn't get more classic than that. Do you wrap fries in the chicken skin? It could be a classic one day. If you have your own guilty pleasure, visit mystHubertClassic.com and find out if it's a classic.
It's a Honda.
So, creme brulee or blueberry pie?
I don't know, dearest. They both look good.
With two tempting options like the Honda CR-V or CR-V Hybrid, the choice may be a little difficult.
I'll take both.
So we'll go half and half.
Oh, if we must.
We must. Built in Canada with local and imported parts, it's no surprise the CR-V is Canada's best-selling hybrid vehicle. Lease the 2025 CR-V Hybrid from 1.99% up to 24 months. It's a Honda. Upon credit approval, details at honda.ca.
The Beat Breakfast Club, powered by Dormez-vous, the sleep experts. What your back pain is trying to tell you is that you need a new mattress. Get a new one during Dormez-vous' Time to Switch event.
Listen up.
Let's go.
Spit it out with the Beat Breakfast Club.
So, Claudia, you stepped out of the room for a few minutes.
Yeah, I did.
You went to go, I don't know, you apparently were getting coffee. You do not need caffeine.
She had chocolate and caffeine today.
So I'm on a roll.
We're saying normally Claudia's picked first, and Claudia's either going to be able to, like, be able to see sound right now because you're so high energy.
Yeah.
Or you're look at you.
Yeah.
You're about to, like, yay, you're shaking the microphone. All right. Happy Good Friday.
Hey.
We have Linda on the line.
Linda, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
Good. How are you? Super energized?
Oh, yeah. We're energized, all right.
Are you?
The Energizer Bunny.
Not yet, but no.
Where are you right now?
In Saint-Hubert and at home.
Okay. All right.
And then Penny, is this my my son's daycare teacher?
No.
Okay, good.
Because her name is Penny?
Yeah.
Nice. Oh, Penny, what did you just zip up?
Oh, it's me. Sorry.
No, I didn't zip it yet.
Penny, how often do you get... Penny.
Often, quite often.
In the Big Bang Theory.
All right, listen.
I get quarter.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's good.
Wow, okay. I love it.
Penny, for your thoughts. But first, Linda, we called you first. So who do you want to play with, Claudia or Natasha?
I'll go with Claudia.
Okay. All right, Linda. Okay, here we go.
Team Linda and Claudia, Spit It Out starts in 3, 2, and 1.
So when you're looking for a chocolates at Easter, it's called an Easter
bunny.
No, the actual chase. An Easter?
Easter.
Okay, let's pass. You put your eggs into a
basket.
Saturday and Sunday are days of the
weekend.
So the Easter blank.
Buddy.
Yeah. My daughter's name.
I don't know.
Okay. When you're a Christian, you go to
church.
Yeah, and then you have to put on a very pretty
dress.
Yeah, and a strawberry is a type of... Oh, okay.
That was good, though.
That was good. We made that up, but we lost a lot of seconds trying to figure out the word
hunt.
Easter hunt when you're chasing eggs.
But it's okay, Linda. You still got 5 right.
That's not bad. Not bad.
All right. So, Penny.
Penny, let's go.
And Natasha.
We can do this, Penny.
Spit it out. 3, 2, and 1.
The day after Saturday is...
Sunday.
Yep. The flowers that grow during this time of year are?
Tulips.
Yep. We eat a lot of this. Claudia had a lot of it today.
Mm-hmm. Chocolate?
Yes.
Coffee?
Yes. Chicks are what color, baby chicks?
Yellow.
Yes. We get together with our what on Sunday, on Easter?
Family.
Yes. There's a big... No. Sunday is what? What holiday?
Easter.
Yeah. What is the meat that we typically eat on Easter lunch?
Ham.
No, the other one.
turkey.
No. Oh.
That's okay. That's okay because you got six, Penny. Yay. You got six.
Yay.
Good job, Penny.
And that's what you needed to win. Congratulations. You just won $100 to spend at Akshi Pell.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. Congrats. Hang on the line. We'll grab your info in just a second. Listen, just to create some imagery of the mind, some theater magic, you need to know that while Natasha was trying to describe the word chocolate, Claudia ate another piece of chocolate.
Okay. I didn't off the rails this morning.
It really happened.
I said Claudia ate a lot of this and she put it
in her mouth.
Yep.
This is just, I don't know what's going on this morning. We are all over the place, but I am here for it. There is some Easter magic happening.
This is
happening.
Why you should not deprive yourself of anything.
Exactly. This is why.
Ever.
All right, Mom, stop judging me.
I am bouncing off the walls and I'm loving it.
Baby, don't hurt me.
Don't hurt me no more.
What? David Guetta, Baby Don't Hurt Me, on the beat. Good morning. That's coming up right after traffic. Kim, Baby Don't Hurt Me. What's up on the roads?
I won't. It's a beautiful drive-in. The roads look great. No major delays from the West Island or the South Shore. La Fontaine Tunnel outbound does pick up a little volume in the approach. And heads up, there'll be no rush hour configuration on the Victoria Bridge today. It's one lane each direction all weekend. Get 20,000 points at PharmaBree when you open your PC Optimum app, shop, scan, and earn. That's a $20 value on now, conditions in app. I'm Kim Kieran on the Beat 92.5.
I want you for the dirty and clean. When you're waking in a dream, make me bite my tongue and make me scream. See, I got everything that you need. Ain't nobody gonna do it like me. We are burning.
Breakfast Club, Claudia, Natasha, Kim,
and
Lee.
Good morning.
And your last chance at the easiest $1,000 you're ever going to make is at 8 o'clock this morning.
Yes.
Right? So don't sleep on this one. You've been wanting to play.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe the fact that it's a Good Friday, yep, there's a few less people on the roads.
Could be that. Your chance.
You have the best chance at $1,000.
Yeah.
Can you imagine how much chocolate you could buy for that? You
know, I would not spend it on chocolate.
Really?
No.
You know what I've always dreamed of?
What?
You know those big, big chocolates that they have at the grocery store?
Yeah.
That you can win if you like do a drawing and all. It's like massive.
Yeah.
They're like, I don't know, like $250.
Okay.
I wish that I could win $1,000 to finally purchase myself one of those big chocolates. Because then you bite into those ears, Natasha. Can you picture? And it's hollow inside and it's kind of... Claudia is in like a Willy Wonka factory right now. She is like, I just want chocolate.
Juliette et chocolat.
You know what I've always kind of wanted to do, Claudia?
Oh, is it chocolate oriented?
Yes, it is. So picture like those chocolate fountains when you go to like whatever. I've always kind of wanted a giant chocolate fountain into a bathtub and me just be in the bathtub.
Oh my God, no.
I like incorporating the chocolate into your intimacy, but
forget dipping
that's
a strawberry.
Too much.
Zip a Lee.
Oh God, no!
Beat Breakfast Club has.
Oh boy,
you need to know.
All right, huge, so
that is something that
visual.
Nobody needed to know. Okay,
maybe the I can't even know what to talk about right now.
Visual.
Woo, the visual was too much for me. Okay, so how are you waking up this morning? Aside from not having chocolate as much as we have, did you watch the English debate last night? I sure did, and I know a lot of people did. What was on the minds of our politicians? Trump tariffs, affordability, security. And it did lead to a little bit of some tense exchanges during the English language debate. So who are you going to vote for? The reason why I'm asking is because today you can actually go and vote. If you got your early election card in the mail, you can actually go today. Offices or poll stations are open. And it's really important, regardless of if you watched or not, it is really important for you to get out there and cast your vote because our country depends on it.
Yeah, it's crucial, especially this time. So it's always important. Clearly, but especially this time around.
So voting is open today, early polls, but what are the things that are closed over the weekend? I don't know about you, whenever a new holiday rolls around again.
Always so confusing.
Yeah, I'm always like, what's open and closed? And I'm Googling it. I'm like, I've lived here my entire life. I don't know why. So, okay, overall speaking, if it's government run, it's going to be closed at some point in the next few days. Okay.
That includes the SAQ, then.
That's the important one for both of you.
Yeah.
I know. SAQ, SQDC, a bunch of locations are going to be closed on Monday.
Okay.
And Sunday.
Right, because they're both holidays. And some offices only choose one. Some offices choose both.
Exactly, yeah.
And if you're lucky and you work for an employer that gives you both, good for you.
But so this is also, yes, it's important for Easter, which is the main one. But you also got to remember that Sunday is 420, which is a big deal here in Montreal.
What does that mean?
It's the International Day for Smoking Marijuana. So just if you need to go to the SQDC, 420.
I've never heard of that. No.
You've never been to the Tam Tams on 420? That is a Montreal institution.
I used to live right around the corner, and never went.
But what do the Tam Tams have to do with 420?
That's where everyone goes to celebrate.
Oh, it's up in Mount Royal.
Easter?
Well, it's just because it's 420. I mean, it just happens to be on Easter. I'm sorry, Jesus.
I've never... says the Jewish person on the show.
We're supposed to eat bread and drink wine on Easter.
He's like going to the Tam Tams.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, most importantly, if you are looking for something to do on the weekend, Biodome, Biosphere, Botanical Gardens.
Or the Tam Tams.
Or the Tam Tams, Planetarium, all open. Malls and retail stores are open today and Easter Monday. Important to know.
Okay, perfect. Okay? All right. I'm loving this new pilot project that the Montreal Children's Hospital is doing to avoid stress and anxiety when it comes to needles, especially for kids that have to go back many, many times because they're having their treatments there. So what they're doing is they're now using virtual reality to lower needle anxiety. So what they will do is while you're getting your treatment, while you're getting your needles or all the, you know, pokies that aren't fun on your body, they're going to put like some VR glasses on you and
take you to
another world so that you can, you know, forget what
it's
is actually
happening. It's a distraction from what's happening.
Exactly.
I love that.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. By the way, I got a tattoo the other day.
You did.
And I had to distract myself just like that.
Did you have VR?
Netflix? But I needed my phone. Yeah. I needed my phone. So I'm a grown man, 6'5", 250, terrified of needles.
Me too.
So I feel ya. You're not alone in that one. Kim, how's traffic?
Oh, the roads look great. No major delays from the West Island, Laval, or the South Shore. La Fontaine Tunnel outbound does pick up a little volume in the approach. Heads up, no rush hour configuration on the Victoria. It'll be one lane each direction all weekend long. And some good news, Illatorte should get an extra lane in a couple of weeks, giving us four lanes, two in each direction. Get 20,000 points at Farmer Free when you open your PC Optimum app. Shop, scan, and earn. That's a $20 value. On now, conditions in app. I'm Kim Kieran.
Montreal traffic.
All right. Waking up to a beautiful sunshine. We're going to get the sunshine till about this afternoon. We do have a chance of rain with a high of 15. Tomorrow, rain with the risk of a thunder shower. But looking at Easter Sunday, it was supposed to rain. And now it's going to be beautiful sunshine with a high of 9. Right now, it's 1 in Montreal.
All right, and we have some a huge announcement just after 8 o'clock that you are not going to want to miss. Trust me, you're going to want to be one of the first people to know about this
thing. This is big.
Claudia, don't ruin it.
I'm not.
Don't.
Just saying it's big.
You're hyped up on sugar. Anything can come out of your mouth. Okay, we're going to turn off her mic, okay? We're good to go with that. And Time announced the most influential people of the year. Who made the list? Did anybody in this room? No, but it's okay. We're talking that coming up next. We'd love to hear from you also.
For a gift, I put diamonds on your wrist. I can't buy your loving, it's never enough. I took that girl on a trip, 'cause we was arguing. Ever since we stopped touching, we're not in touch. I know money can't buy your love. I guess I didn't try hard enough, but we could work this like a 9 to 5. Mama told me stop play all the games. Steady throwing dollars, expect to change. But every war ends the same. Can we just make love, not war? Oh, can we just make love, not war? Oh, I saw my problems with a check. Buy your love. I guess I didn't try hard enough, but we could work this like a 9 to 5. Oh. Mama told me stop play all the games. Steady throwing dollars, expect and change, but every war ends the same. Can we just?
Chance at the easiest quiz in the world in just over an hour. 8 o'clock, an easy $1,000 coming your way.
All right, so Time has released their 100 most influential people of 2025. And I feel that the word
already?
Yeah.
Wow. That's a good point.
Well, we're only in April.
But People Magazine will release in May the most sexiest man in 2025. Oh. Because the thing is what happens is you go into the summer and nothing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
I mean,
okay,
my sexiness wouldn't change after that I get. But who knows? Maybe I'm going to be the person that's going to step in and solve this whole tariff thing. And then they're going to have to review the most influential people of the year.
So the reason why they released it this early is because they're already established and they're going to keep on influencing
you this
year.
Okay, they're trending upward, right?
Yeah. It's these are the visionaries of, or the influential people of the year. And it does make sense with their list of people that they have, right? Go ahead.
So, because I want to hear this. I haven't seen the whole thing. And I'm super curious. Are these people, in our opinion, Claudia, are they actually influential?
Well, that's what I was getting at, is the word influence, right? It just basically means that you have a certain amount of power to encourage or to persuade or to get a message across, because you are so big that people will follow you and your message.
Okay.
So good or bad.
Irregardless of what
the message is, you are an influential person.
All right.
Okay. So let's not talk about social media influencers here. Okay? Let's go into artists, for example. Ed Sheeran. I would agree.
Absolutely. Right? 150%.
Kicks off the year with a new song. He's probably going to have a new album. The guy is more than just writing lyrics on paper and music. Is he one of the most influential artists of 2025?
I think he's of the 2020s, of 2000s. And I think he's just so relevant. He hasn't stopped. There's always some new songs coming. So, yeah.
And I love it. He's one of my favorite artists. But is he...
You would have said Taylor Swift.
No, because she was of last year, 100%. She wouldn't be for this year. If you're looking just at the year, Ed Sheeran, yes, just dropped an amazing song. We played here on the beat. It's great. But has he influenced that many people? He did have a bunch of those court cases where he did win against people trying to sue for copyright infringement. I respect that. But is he the most? I don't know.
Let's move on to some icons here, which I really love. Finally, getting her flowers, because we all know what happened at the Academy Awards. Demi Moore is one of the most influential icons of 2025. And here I'm going to take this, because I just feel for a woman who is in her 60s, who has reinvented herself, who has been, you know, just one of the leading women in Hollywood, and then kind of taking Hollywood by storm again and showing that you can keep on going as a woman who has aged out of an industry and keep on reinventing yourself. I believe she is a positive role model for women to encourage them to keep on being empowered.
Yeah, and she's been through many struggles in the past, and the fact that she's overcome those struggles and now is kind of like living her best era is amazing to see.
I think that's good.
Love that.
Let's touch on leaders. Donald Trump has made the list once again. What was that?
What was that?
I have no idea what happened, but let's just say that was a sign.
Was that you? I thought I did. It was Claudia's mouth. I thought something broke.
So
I genuinely didn't know.
Oh my goodness! So
something did break.
But he is the most influential, because it's not for good or bad. But the truth is, every leader in the world is reacting to him, which means every person in the world is being influenced by him for good or bad.
So in that, in the same category, Elon Musk is there as well as being one of the most influential leaders. And I am going to take it down to perhaps, let's go look at something like Titans. We have Serena Williams and Blake Lively as a Titan.
This
is where I'm like, okay, so in this category is Serena Williams, Simone Biles, Lauren Michaels from SNL, Blake Lively, Ed Bastian, and Doug McMillon.
I don't know who that is, Doug McMillon.
And Ted Sarandos. Oh, Ted Sarandos is from Netflix. He basically is the CEO of Netflix. So, yeah, he's a titan. I mean, streaming services is the reason why we are all streaming everything is because of him.